Blog Talk Radio.
I got love, joy, self-control, yeah. Kindness, peace, and patience, and I got three more: goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness. All the things I need.
I
got love, joy, self-control, kindness, peace, and patience, and I got three more: goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness. All the things I need.
I got L for the love I have for those that come up against me. It's obvious that I got Christ living inside of me. I value very much the very thing he gave to me. Eternal life he sacrificed and gave to me freely. Restore it back to me, the joy of your salvation, please. Your joy is my strength and I pray with you, Lord, continually. I count your joy when temptations and trials come testing me. Without your joy in me, I wouldn't be complete. I'm on the road, got self-control. To did to cuss the whole world, but the Lord says no. Control your tongue, that's what he said, so that there's no regrets. So I'll just keep saying the fruits of her again instead.
Love, joy, self-control, kindness, peace, and patience. And I got three more: goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness. All the fruits I need, yeah. I got love, joy, self-control, kindness, peace, and patience. And I got three more: goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness. All the fruits I need.
Kindness, kindness, kindness. Help me forgive all the grievances I have against my family and friends, church, women and men. The kindness of Christ has taught me how to love again. And now I have peace, the peace Christ gave to me. The peace of God that passes all worldly understanding. Not found in positive thinking or all the good feeling, but found in knowing Christ is in control of everything. Patience is key, the key to many things. Though the way isn't as easy as it seems. Now wait on the Lord, yeah. He'll hear my cry, yeah. Until the morning light, I'm gonna say this through the night. I got,
oh yeah, yeah. Got three more.
Nothing less. If faithful over few, then I'll be faithfully blessed. Oh yes, faithfully planting seed. Spirit waters after me. Fruit is what you see. Now everybody say,
I got fruit, 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 fruit. We got fruits of the Spirit. Oh yeah.
Till you got it, yo.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministry Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to All Nations Bible Study for this August 2nd, 2023. Now, we are just praising God this evening, because Apostle Zeta Flowers, it will be coming forth to you tonight with a powerful teaching on the fruit of the Spirit. But right now, we are going to go into prayer as we await our anointed host. So if you would bow your heads with me and your hearts with me, let's go to the Lord. Most gracious and Heavenly Father, We come now before your throne of grace. We just come praising you tonight, Lord, for this opportunity to come together, Lord God, as a family of believers and study your holy word to magnify your precious name. Lord God, we just pray right now for our host, Apostle Zeta, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that whatever is going on, Father God, you will send her to us, and we pray that your will is being done. Lord God, I want to thank you for the beautiful saints of Spirit Alive that is in the house. Lord God, I thank you for Mother Mitchell. I thank you for Mother Givens. Hallelujah. I thank you for Minister Tina and for Mother Matthew Scott. Lord God, I thank you for our listeners all over this world. And I would just pray in the name of Jesus that they would be blessed, they would be empowered, they would be impacted by your holy word on tonight. So, Lord, we also pray that if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, that they, Lord God, would make you their choice today, that they would come to you, Father God, asking for you to be their Lord and their Savior. It is in Jesus' holy and righteous name we do pray it all. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Right now, we're going to enjoy another song of praise.
Thank you.
Hallelujah and glory to God. Hallelujah, to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well,
yes.
Praise God. We are still awaiting our beautiful host. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep it moving in the name of Jesus. You just heard Zach Williams singing the song, Less Like, More Like You, Jesus, and Less Like Me. And Apostle Zeta mm-hmm. was going to be talking about the fruit of the Spirit. So one of the ways that we can be more like Jesus and less and we get over ourselves, hallelujah, is by operating in the fruit of the Spirit. So right now I'm going to ask that you turn to Galatians, and we're going to look at chapter 5. Hallelujah. This is a very familiar passage, of course. So we're going to look at Galatians 5, and we're going to start at verse 22. And I'm going to be reading from the NIV version, where the Word of God says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Amen. And on the last program with Apostle Zeta, she let us know that, and then I'm letting you know that all of these things are gifts from God. And the one root of all these beautiful gifts springs from love. Our love for God and our love for one another. Hallelujah. And as we look around the world today, we see so many people that are professing Christ, but we don't see the evidence of them operating in the Spirit. So we want to always make sure that we indeed are operating in God's Spirit and not in our own. We can't operate from our feelings. We can't operate from our opinions. We can't try to operate from anything but the Word of God. Hallelujah. And when we walk in the Word of God, hallelujah, Jesus, we can be assured that we will be more like Jesus, and people will know that we are disciples by the love that we demonstrate. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to go ahead and we're going to get into that a little bit. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. Now, the fruit of the Spirit, of course, is presented by Apostle Paul. Now, Galatians is a letter that Paul wrote to the early Christians in the province of Galatia, located in modern-day Turkey. Now, we know that Paul wrote several letters to new congregations in the ancient world, such as the Ephesians, the Thessalonians, the Colossians, the Corinthians. These letters are all included in the New Testament. But the most strongly worded of these letters was the ones to the Galatians, because it was a response to the influence of Jewish convert teachers who insisted that in addition to faith in Christ, non-Jewish believers in Galatia or Gentiles must also follow the Jewish law to receive salvation. Now, Paul was distraught by this influence, which he saw as undermining the very foundation of salvation. It is the gift to anyone. Salvation is the gift to anyone who believes in Christ. Now, Paul's writing about the fruit, of course, is found in Galatians 5, 22 through 23, as we just read. Now, Paul presents the nine attributes of a godly life, a life led by the Holy Spirit, as a contrast to the attributes of those ungodly. He refers to the opposite of the fruit of the Spirit as acts of the flesh or works of the flesh. So, and then we can see that in Galatians 5, 19 through 21, where it says the acts of the flesh are obvious. sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions and envy, drunkenness and orgies of the like, okay? So they was, you know, he was making it very clear. So some people refer to the nine Christ-like attributes in plural form, fruits of the Spirit. It is true that each attribute is distinct, but the scripture refers to them as a united singular fruit. Because these nine attributes come together in our Christian life to reflect a complete picture of the character of Christ. So we've talked about love. What is so the attributes of the Spirit? Love. Well, it's no coincidence that Paul puts love first in the fruit of the Spirit, because the Greek word for love in this instance is agape. And it is the highest form of the different kinds of love expressed by distinct Greek words, including eros, which is a romantic love, philia, which is a friendly or love, and familial. Agape is the kind of love that God has for all of his creations. It is pure. It is selfish, selfless. It is self-sacrificing. And it always seeks the best for others at all times, at all costs. And I'm talking about even for our enemies. A beautiful description of agape love is found in the Bible verses of 1 Corinthians 13, a well-known passage of scripture. And how God showed his agape love for us by sacrificing his only son to save us from our sinful nature, where it reads, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. There is no greater love than that. And the word of God also says, no greater love has a man this than he would lay down his brother than for a friend." And so then Paul goes on to talk about joy. And this is the kind of joy that is deeper than a sense of happiness or gladness because of our circumstances or because we're getting what we want. This is a profound delight and rejoicing that comes only from knowing and serving God. This is the kind of joy that strengthens you in a way. Hallelujah. This is the kind of joy that strengthens you. It gives you peace. It gives you just a place of rest, because you know that God is doing things and not you yourself. You're not doing it in your own strength, but you're getting everything done in God's strength. And then he goes on to talk about that peace. Hallelujah. And that is that unshakable inner calm. It's that, you know, you can be sitting in a little boat in the middle of a raging storm, but your spirit is such that you might as well be sitting on the beach looking out at a beautiful sunset on the most beautiful day. Because you're at peace, you're calm, you're not turbulent. There might be turbulence all around you.
Amen.
But
amen.
You are going to have peace. You know,
yeah.
Paul describes this kind of peace as beyond a human understanding in one of his scriptures in Philippians 4:6-7. And he says, "Do not be anxious for anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, hallelujah, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. Now, you know that's a special kind of peace. When you know that you have the mindset of Christ, therefore you're in the will of God. And so God is, you know, so God is fighting your battle. God is taking care of you. Hallelujah. Then we talk about forbearance or long suffering. And that's the same thing as patience. And patience can be in very short supply in this fast-paced world today. And people seem to not, you know, it seems now more than ever, people do not seem to want to respect boundaries. Young people do not want to respect older people. You know, people are just in their own, a lot of people are just in their own little worlds, and they just want to do their own little thing. And, you know, as believers, it sometimes it can be hard to be patient. But see, we got to remember the Holy Spirit has a never-ending supply of patience. And he always shows up when we need him the most. Hallelujah. We praise God. You know, when you know, we can just say to ourselves, you know what, I can't take another thing. I'm not going through, you know, I'm just the next person that says something to me. I'm just going to let them have it. No, my brother and my sister, see, the kind of patience God gives you, you know, comes from being completely humble, being gentle, being patient and forbearing one another in love. See, that the kind of peace that Paul's talking about right here is that kind of peace. See, instead of getting mad at people, instead of wanting to tell people exactly what you think or exactly how you feel, that's the time you get quiet, you get humble, you get gentle. Hallelujah. You want to hear what's really going on with them so that you can get an understanding and begin to pray for them and with them. And then Paul goes on to talk about kindness. Now, this fruit is a natural fruit. It's a natural result of love. Hallelujah. Because, see, when you show love, you're also showing kindness. When you're showing kindness, you're showing compassion. And when you are showing compassion, hallelujah, you are administering grace. Does somebody hear what I'm saying up to you tonight? Yes.
Amen. Amen.
You know what I'm saying? When God's Spirit begins to develop love in our hearts, we will start treating one another with kindness. We will start treating one another with compassion. We will start treating people with grace. Therefore, we will forgive one another. We will start walking in that deeper love. You know what I'm saying? See, once the foundational fruit of love is flowing through your life, not only kindness, but gentleness, forbearance, and goodness, and other attributes listed in Galatians, it's because they're going to naturally follow. Why? Because they all go together. They all come together to make the complete picture of who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you. You know what, thanks God, if we remember, because see, I know some of us would like to believe that we just have loved the Lord and been Holy Ghost filled all our little lives. I know some of you really believe that, but let me tell you something. For the rest of us, we need to remember how Christ forgave us. We need to remember, because see, some of us know where we have been and what we would have done and what we, and if we didn't do something, what we have thought or what we have said. You know, we have, none of us, not all of us have fallen short of the mark. Okay? So none of us is sinless, because if any one of us down here was sinless, our Lord and Savior wouldn't have had to come down here. So we need to remember the things that Christ had to forgive us of, is forgiving us of, okay? Some of us had to repent just 5 minutes ago if we want to keep it really real. So we need to know that we need to forgive our brothers and sisters as Jesus is forgiving us. And then it goes on to talk about goodness. This fruit of the Spirit is an attribute of action. See, what it says talks about goodness here. We're talking about living our lives with pure morals, with pure motives, as well as doing good for other people. Mm-hmm. See, producing the fruit of goodness is a true mark of godliness. It also has an attractive power that draws people to Jesus. Galatians 6 and 10 says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. Ah, yes, sir. So we see from the word of God that we need to do good to the body of Christ every opportunity we get. But not only that, it says first and foremost, watch this, it says, let us do good to all people. Then it puts emphasis on, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So, thanks to God, we're supposed to love people inside the church, outside the church. We're supposed to even love our enemy. And we're supposed to show these same characteristics to each and every one of them exactly the same. See, Jesus didn't change up faces for different people. Jesus is the same. He showed and displayed the same attributes to everyone. And the same. And then we're going to talk about faithfulness. See, that means you're trustworthy. You're loyal. You're constant. You're dependable.
Yeah.
See, this is a mark. This spirit right here, you know, these are the things that mark faithfulness. And it's especially an important attribute to God, because no matter what life brings us, no matter what trials and tribulations that we have, you know what? We're supposed to just keep on trusting, believing, depending on God the Father. It doesn't matter what our eyes see, our ears hear. If we're going to keep on standing on the word of God, we're going to keep on declaring that God is good. We know that God can do all things but fail. And even if he doesn't give us what we think we're supposed to have, need, or want, we know that he still can. Because the word of God says in James 1 and 12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trials, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised him to those who love him. See, hallelujah. Faithfulness and perseverance, that tells the Lord, we're going all the way, Lord. Okay, we're going all the way with you. We don't have, you know, I don't know, some fads come and go. You know, we run hot and cold on a lot of things, but you know what? The one thing that we need to stand firm on is our faith in the Lord Jesus. And then let's look at this gentleness. I like this one. This is the way Christians engage with other people. Okay. That's what this spirit is all about. This is the ability to discern when to use a gentle word. And that's a valuable gift given to us, especially by not only than the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes this is what we're talking about here, when, you know, things is getting hot and folks is getting all riled up, and, you know, you have the through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can step in and speak a gentle word. Speak a word of wisdom. Speak a word of encouragement. Speak a word of compromise, okay, in a way that it can be received. And it will pipe down that wrath. See, when we as God's children truly respond with gentleness and meekness, that's the truest reflection of Jesus and the kingdom of God. Proverbs 15 and 1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So we need to ask ourselves, you know, what are we trying to stir up? What are we really trying to, you know, are we really trying to allow Jesus to shine through? Or we want ourselves to shine through? Are we really trying to be right and beat people up with the word of God? Or are we trying to speak a gentle word in due season, a word that will give someone hope, a word that will draw someone to Jesus. And then we have that last one, self-control. Huh. Well, you know, this is, you know, I can see why he put this one last, because, see, if you don't have, this is, you know, they, in the Bible, they usually put the hardest hidden things at the end. Some people think it's at the beginning, but no, it's at the end. Because, see, because of the human nature that we have, and the ability to just come across with negative impulses, we're going to have to struggle. That's something we're going to have to struggle with every day, because in every situation that comes before us, we have a choice. Or how are we going to meet this? Are we going to meet this, you know, in some of our feelings and go all off, and or are we going to give them a piece of our mind, or, you know, are we going to give them a piece of our mind, or are we going to stand in the peace of God? You know what I'm saying? Are we going to, you know, are we going to truly check ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Titus 2:11-12 says, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. And what that does is it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. Hallelujah. So those are the nine components, or the nine attributes. And mm-hmm. I want everybody to notice here that Paul didn't say that, you know, he said these are the nine attributes of Christ. Didn't say nothing about these being our attributes, or these are our attributes by our own efforts. No, all of these attributes are the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is the moment, you know, it is through the Spirit alone, through God's grace, that we receive these attributes. The moment we accept Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and takes up permanent residence within us. And then his power, it is his power that transforms us and molds us and makes us more Christ-like. Now, some of you might be asking, what does that mean? How exactly does the Holy Spirit do this miraculous thing in a person's life? Well, I'm going to tell you, it just doesn't happen. The believer in Christ has an important role to play in this transformation, so you understand. In Galatians 5:25, Paul reveals the secret to making sure the Holy Spirit can cultivate the fruit of Christ in our lives. It is this: keep in step with the Spirit.
Yeah.
See, what that means is, you know, we're going to follow, we're going to trust, we're going to listen to the Spirit's every lead. Wherever he leads us, that's where he's going. Whatever he tells us, that's what we're going to do. We're going to trust him. We're not questioning him. We understand that that is God. And see, but if you want to understand the Spirit's leading, you've got to draw close to God. And you have to, that means you have to spend time in God's presence. That means you have to be immersed in prayer. That means you need to spend time in his word. You know, and let me explain something to you right now. Developing these fruits, it's a lifetime process. Because
Man.
As long as God gives us breath, we're going to fall short and we're going to fall out of step with the Spirit. But check this out. The Holy Spirit is faithful and merciful, and he will lovingly guide us right back into step. And I'm going to tell you something. With each step taken through God's grace and the Holy Spirit's power, we're going to change, we're going to grow, and we're going to produce more and more fruit that reflects Jesus Christ. How do you apply the fruit of the Spirit in your life? Well, because, you know, the fruit of the Spirit is not meant to be kept. It's not something we're supposed to get and hoard and keep to ourselves and try to can and put up on a shelf. No. They're meant to be shared. And an important way that the Holy Spirit develops the attributes of Christ in our lives is by leading us to take action on behalf of others. You know, around this world, millions of people have responded to the Holy Spirit of call, the Holy Spirit's call to action. You know, we reach out and cheer for to bless children and poverty and to bless those that don't know the Lord. We are sponsors of and with compassion. Hallelujah. You know, we can share the fruit of the Spirit with our neighbors. We can share the fruit of the Spirit with our coworkers. We can share the fruit of the Spirit with everyone that we come into contact with. And you know, and I'm telling you, it is going to cultivate and produce fruit. And you need to know there are people that you don't even know that are paying attention to you and watching you, hallelujah, walk in that fruit of the Spirit, and they are being drawn closer and closer to Jesus every day. The more they are around you, the more they hear the way you speak, the more they watch how you respond according to the fruit of the Spirit, the more and more they are coming to a place where they are more willing to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. They are saying, well, maybe the things that I've seen in that last church, you know, that's not all it is to Christian. Maybe I'll give Christ another try. You know, and that's another thing I want to say to you, beloved. If you go into a assembly and you don't see people walking in the fruit of the Spirit the way the way the Bible says, pray for them. Pray for them, but don't get mad at God. You know, don't let the behavior of the saints influence your relationship with God. Because remember, they're human and they're down here just like you are, and that fruit is being developed in you. You might have a level of faith that causes God to just bless you above and beyond with the quickness. And then there's others of us that it might take a little bit longer for them to get it. That's where that patience comes in. You know what I mean? One of the ways that we can share that our compassion with others, that patience with others, hallelujah, is by, you know, understanding. They just got saved. You don't get saved knowing everything, you know. So then just like God did a work in you, He's doing a work in them. And it might just take them a little bit longer. That's why love is so important. Because, see, we have to love them through it. We have to, you know, we have to know that we know that we know, hallelujah, that they can see the love of God through us. Hallelujah. And when we do that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we, you know, they can say, wow, God is, I can see, now I can begin to see, you know, this love that they're talking about. You know, now I can begin to see this peace, understand, you know, they must be in peace because they're never upset with people. They don't seem, you know, they don't get all riled up when something happens. You know, they just kind of go with the flow because that's because we got that spirit of faithfulness. It doesn't really matter what's going on. We know that God is still in control. We know that He's high and lifted up. We know that He never sleeps nor slumbers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know? Yeah. And if we know, and we also know, we don't have to be desperate. We don't have to get depressed. We can push in and we can push on because we're not walking alone. Hallelujah. When we go all the way with God, God, you can best believe God's going to go all the way with us.
The way with us. Amen.
So we need to know that these attributes, hallelujah, are, they are the characteristics of Christ, but they are being built up in us every day and in every way. But just like any gift that you receive, before it can truly be a gift, before it can truly be a value to you, you have to truly receive it. You have to truly open it up and get into it and understand its purpose for you and your life.
Yeah.
So I praise God. We're praising God. Hallelujah. For our teaching tonight on the fruit of the Spirit, I praise God that I know that whatever Apostle Zeta is doing, it is the work of the Lord. So I thank the Lord for just allowing me to stand in her stead tonight on teaching on the fruit of the Spirit. Little things I have to say about it, because God's word is always going to go forth. So, and we do have wonderful saints sitting in the studio with me tonight. So what I'm going to do is give them all an opportunity to have a word and to also help teach, so that Apostle Zeta will know, though she be here or though she be absent, hallelujah, we're going to carry on with the word of God. And we're going to begin this evening with Mother Givens. Mother Givens is a beautiful mother from Good Shepherd, but she is she loves us here at Spirit Alive. She blesses us with her wisdom and knowledge. So we're just going to ask her to come on in the room and have a word if she will.
Amen.
Hello. Good evening to everyone.
Good evening, Mother.
I just want to thank Bishop Cook. You have lifted my spirit, and I just thank you for all your teachings. And I have jotted down each of the scriptures, and I will go back and read them for myself. But I just thank you for the love that you've shown to each and all of us. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful Bible study. And I thank Sister Mattie for always reminding me that you have to turn on tonight. So I, God bless each and all of you, and I love you with all my heart. Thank you so much.
We love you, Mother Givens. God bless you, ma'am. And speaking of our wonderful Mother Mattie Scott, hallelujah, you know we're going to bring her on in the room. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Mother
yes.
Good evening, Mother Mattie Scott.
Good evening to everyone. Good evening to Mrs. Givens, Bishop Cook, Mother Apostle Zeta. Even in her absence, that the Lord is with her, and I know he is and saying hi and blessings to all the Spirit Alive family. I tell you, you did a wonderful job, Bishop Cook. You spoke the words of the Lord. I tell you, I'm going through some things myself. And I know that the devil, the devil attacks his saints. I'm going through all kinds of stuff right now, and the devil is attacking me. So keep me in prayer. That lets me know that I'm doing something right. That lets me know I'm doing something right. Hey, when the devil attacks, that lets me know I'm doing something right. So I thank you for the word. And that is the spirit of the fruit of the Spirit. You know, we have to be kind to people that's not necessarily kind to us, don't like us, may not even love us or care about us, but we have to be kind to them. And sometimes I know I have to pray for patience, because my patience sometimes is short. It's very short. And I said, Lord, just help me. Give me patience. Help me to be merciful and kind to other people, you know, and help me to love my enemies, people that I know that don't care nothing about me. Help me, Lord. Help me, because I go through this Christian journey. It's not easy. It's not going to be easy, but I just look for the hills from whence cometh my help.
Yeah.
So I thank you, because it lifts my spirits up. And I have to say it, the devil attacks. He attacks all kind of ways. He's going to attack. He's going to try to delay your blessings. He's going to try to keep things from good things from happening, but when it's all said and done, the Lord is in control. So I just thank the Lord right now. for all things.
Amen. 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 You know what? We're gonna take a prayer break right now in the name of Jesus. I'm gonna be obedient to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Father God,
yes, Lord,
I just come right now in the name of Jesus, lifting up Mother Mitchell, lifting up Mother Mattie Scott, lifting up Mother Givens. First, Lord, we come just thanking you for who they are in you. We give them honor, Lord God, double honor, because they carry your doctrine. They share your holy word. They're sharing your holy word with others. They're sharing their wisdom, their knowledge, and their understanding with people all over this world. And, Lord, the devil is not happy because they are making a difference in the lives of others. So, Lord God, I come right now in the name of Jesus, speaking directly to you,
Lord.
Jehovah Nisi. Just be a banner, Lord God, all around them. Be their victory. Be their hedge of protection right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, hallelujah. Folks want to overlook and underestimate our elders. Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you exalt them, that you lift them up, that you continue to provide their every need according to your riches and glory, Father God. We pray, Lord God, as they go through this world and get out here in this mad, chaotic place, hallelujah, that you just allow them continue to walk in that peace that surpasses all understanding, as they show forth your love, as they show forth your faithfulness, Father God, hallelujah, when they can smile and give a word, Lord God, to people that they know cannot stand them, Lord God, that's your love being manifested. Lord God, when they can stand and pray for folks that they know would not do the same for them, that's your love, grace, and mercy being manifested, Lord God. And we want to thank you, Lord God, that they are just pushing in and pushing on, Lord God, for your glory. It's not easy, Lord. They have aches. They have pains, Lord God. Sometimes they have bad days, but Lord, they're not complaining. Hallelujah. Lord, they're not letting that be who they are. They're continuing to give you the honor and the glory and the praise, and the devil is mad. But do we care? No, because I heard the word said, if he is for us, what is the world or any man going to do unto them? Nothing. So, Lord, we just come right now as a family, just rallying. I'm just rallying the saints around these saints, Lord God. We just pray that people all over the world will just lift them up and let us bless our elders and give them the respect, the honor, hallelujah, that they deserve. Hallelujah. Let's give them the help that they deserve. Let us be your hands and feet, Lord. And if there's anything that we can do to be a blessing to them, Lord God, bless us to do it. In Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. See, when people ask me to pray, I'm not going to pray for you tomorrow. I'm going to pray for you right now. Hallelujah. That's the way we roll here at Spirit Alive. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Right now, Mother Mitchell, you can come on in and have a word about the teaching.
Wonderful, wonderful teaching. And I wasn't surprised that you could step in the stead for Apostle Vader. She is wonderful, and I love her, and I love you as well, and you did a marvelous teaching tonight. And, you know, everything you said was right on the money, for if we live in the Spirit, we should also walk in the Spirit.
That's right.
So that's what God has said we should do, and that's what I'm going to do, and the song that you played was also right on the money. Let us be more like Christ Jesus and less about us. I thank you for the opportunity to have a word.
Amen. Amen, Mother Mitchell. Praise the living God. So that was, you know, we, like I said, this is, and that's another part of the reflection of Christ, our unity. Hallelujah. See, there's no big eyes or little U's here. Because, see, Jesus, when he walked the face of the earth,
He dealt with some folks that he know didn't have no faith, didn't know who he was, you know, but he always, always brought them up. He never put them down. Never.
Yeah.
Never. Not the woman at the well, not the woman that they brought to him to be stoned. Never. Not the lepers.
Yeah.
He always raised them up. He never put them down. Hallelujah. So now we're going to add, so I'm just praising God that, you know, we are having a beautiful time in the Lord. So I'm going to ask Minister Tina to come on in, and if she would like to have some comments and a word, hallelujah, we love to hear from you.
Amen. Hallelujah, Apostle Cook. That was a beautiful teaching about living and walking in the Spirit. And that prayer was just so right on for our mothers at the church, you know, that you just
mm-hmm.
you just gave to us. But it also just resonated with us, too, who are going through our things with healing and pain and anger and frustration.
Yes.
And the things that we deal with on a daily basis, some things that are out of our control, and that we are
possessed,
and that we are tempted by the other spirit to not
walk
in the spirit with Christ and not be Christ-like sometimes. And that's why we're so thankful that we have Jesus to forgive us of our sins and teaches us to love our brothers and sisters and love our neighbors. And it's not easy to do on a daily basis. Sometimes people will test you and push you to where you forget sometimes and you have to walk it back. And I just want to thank you for that reminder and thank you for that prayer because it really helped me today. I really needed it. I'm exhausted beyond exhausted. My patience is short today, and I really feel it. So I really needed it today, so thank you so much.
Oh, God bless you, my sister. You know, and I just want to thank you for your transparency because so many people, you know, they want to put on this front like they Holy Ghost Junior, you know, like you know. And that's, you know, that's not, we are concerned about all of those who are struggling. There are people that are walking away from the church because some of us are so spiritual and so sanctimonious. We are no earthly good to people because, you know, they're saying we're making them to feel defeated. We're making them to feel like they can never measure up. And we're doing this from the outset. And a lot of times it's because folks are not operating in the fruit of the Spirit. You know, they have their own motives. They get their own agendas. And they start walking in their flesh, their pride, you know, instead of walking in love and gentleness and being faithful to what God is going to do. You know, one of the wonderful things about operating in the fruit of the Spirit is it really liberates us because we never have to worry about what we're going to do or how we're going to do it or if it's going to be effective. Because, see, we know that God is always going to do what he sets out to do. So we don't have to scramble to try to figure out, oh, well, maybe I should do this or maybe I should do that. No. If we stand still in faith, you know, and just and pray and just listen to God, he's going to lead us like the little children that we are. He's going to tell us what to say. He's going to give us those words of gentleness. I'm pretty sure that Minister Tina, like she said, when she's tired like she is, it might be another employee. It might be an employee. It might even be closer to home. Right now, she's trusting and persevering with God because she is praying instead of fussing. She is praying instead of allowing that to take over her. You know, Mother Mitchell is in pain. You know, and when you got to go to doctor's appointments and you don't really know what's going to happen, you know what I mean, and you don't know what you might get as a doctor, that can, you know, that can raise a little bit of anxiety. But, you know, with my, you know, I can tell you Mother Mitchell said because she loves God and she knows God loves her, she's going in looking for the compassionate people. She's going in expecting to get the best care that she can ever have, you know?
Yeah.
So we just need to open our eyes and understand that if we really want to see the fruit trees of God, all we've got to do is look through the lens of Scripture. Mm-hmm. If we want to be the fruit trees of God, all we have to do is live and pray according to the Scriptures. So I just want to thank all of you for listening. Please continue. Lord God, we just pray right now for Apostle Zeta. Lord, we know that whatever is going on right now, that you are in the midst. So, Lord, we just pray that you provide her every need, resolve every issue, and we cancel out every negative thought, deed, or plot that the enemy is trying to come against her with. We know that Apostle Zeta is a blessing to her family. She's a blessing to the community, and she is a blessing to the body of Christ. So again, the enemy is mad. Hallelujah. So Lord, I just pray that you shore her up on every leaning side. Whatever she stands in the need of, spiritually, emotionally, physically, Lord God, we just pray that you just fill her till she cannot receive any more. And Lord God, we pray that if there is someone that was listening tonight that didn't know you in the pardon of their sin, we pray, Lord God, that they would want to begin to operate in the fruit of the Spirit by making you their Lord and their Savior. And Lord, we pray that if they gave their life to you, that you would not allow the enemy to snatch their seeds of faith before they have time to take root. And Lord, I'm come praying for all of those that are struggling tonight, still struggling with addiction, still struggling with pain, still struggling with old wounds, still struggling with hurts. Lord God, I pray that you would be the lifter of their heads, oh God, and that you would remind them that you have not left them. You have not forsaken them. You are still right there in the midst and of it all. So, Lord God, I just come giving, we come giving you the honor and the glory for that. And, Lord, for those that have been hurt or they are angry due to the loss of a loved one, due to the loss of a friend, due to the loss of a job, Lord God, a home, whatever reason they have chosen to be angry with you, Lord, I pray that they would be reminded that your shoulders are big enough, hallelujah, to take it. You are able, Lord God, to withstand their anger as long as they keep talking. Lord God, we pray that they never stop talking to you or that they will return to you, Father God, and just know that you never left them, but they walked away from you. But you are willing and able and happy to welcome them back home, and they can get right back in place, right back in line, and to receive a blessing. So, Lord God, I want to thank you for all the beautiful servants that were here tonight, Mother Mitchell, Mother Gibbons, hallelujah, Minister Tina, and Mother Matty Scott. We want to just thank you for the saints, Lord. Continue to bless them going out and coming in. And, Lord, I will be so careful to give you the honor and the glory and the praise. It is your holy and righteous name that I do pray at all. Amen. Saints of God, you have been listening to All Nations Bible Study. This is Apostle Shalene Cook standing in Apostle Zeta Flower's stead. So on behalf of myself and Apostle Zeta, we pray that you can, and all of us here at Spirit Alive, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at Spirit Alive. Hallelujah. I love you, ladies.
Good night,
you are so
family.
Hallelujah. Love you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you all,
love
too.
You, love you.
God bless
love
you all.
God bless you.
And thank you, Bishop Cook,
thank
for
you,
your
thank
prayer.
You.
Thank you.
Yes,
love you.
All
right. Love you
amen.
All.
Love you, too.
Love you, too, Mrs. Gibbons. Love you all.
Love you too, baby.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful evening.